Okay, welcome everybody. Welcome, welcome. We are back for the third part of this Torah Beis in Tinyana, Yemei Chanukah. And we are here. We just, like 2 hours ago, we just left Chanukah. So I'm sure that we all have, I don't want to say mixed emotions. I'm sad that we left Chanukah. My insides are a little happy that we're not eating any more latkes. But other than that, spiritually, we're sad that we left Chanukah. And so I want to welcome, we have our tremendous chaver who is the one of the main forces behind all of our social media and YouTube channel. Yossi Glogauer is here in person today, happens to be in town, so we're happy to have you here, Yossi, Shkoyach, for joining us. And I want to say that so the shiurim for the month of Teves are sponsored by our tremendous chaver and friend and student and teacher also together, Sandra Finkelstein, in honor of her parents' 61st anniversary, Susan and Stan Rabowski. Today or yesterday?
Today.
Today, mamish. Today is their 61st anniversary. A special mazel tov. We should have many, many, many more happy years together. And also in honor of her son Isaac's 21st birthday, Yitzchak Reuven ben Shlomis Esther. He should, mamash, have a tremendous life of happiness and grow 25th birthday. Wishing him only tremendous success. Zeshem. Okay. Let's get to it. So we're starting Sif Gimel today. We said in Sif Beis, first of all, that through the aspect of Hoidah, gratitude, thankfulness, and Halel, and praise of Hashem, we come to achieve Das, we come to know Hashem, we come to be connected to Hashem through that constant recognition we're connected to and we know Hashem. And this, of course, is Shashu Olam Haba, is the delight of Olam Haba. Because the whole concept of being close to Hashem is not a physical proximity type of closeness. It's a closeness that we achieve through Das, through knowing Hashem, through being aware of Hashem, through being connected to Hashem. And that's why it's Shashu Olam Haba. And that's why it's like the Pasuk says that Mala Aretz Deyas Hashem, Kamayim Layam Mechasim, that the earth is going to be filled with Deya Es Hashem, with knowing Hashem. Like the sea is covered by water, and we said, just like the fish live in the water, and everything that they have, their source of life, their source of movement, their source of food, everything that they have is from the water, so too in Olam Haba, we're going to realize, we're going to live in this relationship with Hashem. That I feel that every movement and everything that I take in and everything that I have is all Hashem. It's all the oneness of Hashem. And then in Sif Beis, we said that this is expressed in our lives nowadays also, not only through Hoidah, not only through thanking and connecting to Hashem, but also through the concept of Halacha in two ways. First way is that Halacha gives me the guidance of the pathway of my life. It shows me every step of my day quite literally. How do I do it in a way that I am connecting to and aware of Hashem? That I have that das, that I have that connection to Hashem. And when I live, when I wake up in the morning and I first say, Maida ani lefanecha melechai v'kayam. And that's the first thing that comes out of my mouth. And then I go and I wash my hands. And then I say the other brachas. And then I put my shoes on and I put the right one on first. And then I go in daven, and then I eat kosher, and I don't speak lashon hara, and I do all the mitzvahs all the time. I'm living every turn that I make in my life is halacha, is connecting to Hashem. I'm living like Shashu Olam Haba because I'm always aware and connected to Hashem. That's the first aspect of halacha. The second aspect of halacha we said is the first one is the way that I live connected to Hashem. The second one is what, for lack of a better term, I'm calling the pattern of halacha. And the pattern of halacha, Rabbi Nachman speaks about over here, and like we mentioned last time, we have to remember, he says four times in this paragraph when he's explaining this, the words chas v'shalom. which means God forbid. He's explaining the situation as if it's not ideal. It's not ideal. And the situation is that whenever a person is experiencing a tzara, a challenge, a test, a bit of suffering, that what happens is that my blood begins to flood to my heart. And because of that, that's what happens when I'm getting stressed and I'm upset and I'm worried and I'm scared because of the challenge that I'm facing. And so the blood rushes to my heart and my heart pumps extra fast in order to get that blood moving away from it. And we don't really understand why, what's happening. And Rabbi Nachman says that it goes to the heart for etza, for advice. But what does the heart want to do? The heart just wants to get rid of it, right? And this, once again, let's remember, Rabbi Nachman says, chas v'shalom. It's not a good situation. The heart's just pushing away the blood, it sounds like, right? And so too, he gives the mashal. It's like when something bad happens in a city and everyone's worried and no one knows what to do. So what do? They go to the chacham. They go to the person in the city who's an advisor, who's a leader, right? And he doesn't explain what happens then. But everyone's freaking out. And they go to the leader. What do we do? What do we do? The blood is all flooding the heart. What do we do? What do we do? And the heart just tries to get rid of it. And once again, chas v'shalom, God forbid, it shouldn't be like this. That's the state we find ourselves in a tzara. But then what happens is the tzara ends, the challenge, the test, the suffering ends. And what happens is chayzer hadamim, chayzer tahaluchas hadamim keseder, is the flow of the blood through our body goes back to the regular way. And the word for the flow of blood throughout our body is tahalucha, tahaluchas hadamim. Tahalucha, you might have noticed, is the same word as halacha, is the same word as, and why do we call it halacha? Because it's the way that I move through life. It's the way that I walk. It's the way that I live. It's the way that I go through my life. So too, the blood goes back to going the way that it's supposed to go. And that is a time when that happens. It's a time of hoida. That's the time when we say, oh my gosh, thank you Hashem. I'm out of that pain. I'm out of that challenge and things are back to normal. Thank you Hashem. That's the time of hoida. Okay, makes sense? But we ended off last time saying, it doesn't sound like it's good though. What are we so thankful for? Before this happened, things were a certain way. Was I thankful then? And then things go south and I go through a tremendously difficult time. And then only when they go back to the normal way they were already before, that's a time of hoida, of thankfulness. Don't go back to normal. What about before? What about before? And the chas v'shalom. It sounds like, he's saying that I'm going back to the way it was. And at that moment, I'm thankful. I am thankful that things go back to normal, right? But he's framing it in that it doesn't sound like it's the best thing, right? And it's just, he's saying it in a way that we're just going back to the way things were, right? So, with that in mind, let's move forward to Sif Gimel, and let's see if what Sandra just mentioned might come up. Let's see. So Sif Gimel begins. Umizeh ba hoylada benakel. And with this comes easy birth. Giving birth with ease. Okay? I'm not going to talk too much about this. Let's keep going and let's see what happens. Because at the time when a woman is bending down to give birth, her thighs become cold. Thighs, legs become cold. Like Chazal say in the Gemara in Saita, and it's through that the birth process unfolds. What does this all mean? What did the legs getting cold have to do with birth? Let's see. Ki hadamim oilim lamala. Because what happens when the woman's going to give birth? The blood all rises up. Ve'oz nidchak hamakam sham. And then the place where the birth is taking place. Like, I'll tell you how it's going in my mind. You know, the during the birth process, we have these things, not we, sorry, I shouldn't say. humanity, there's this thing that happens called contractions, which we've all heard about, I'm sure. And what do contractions mean? It means that the muscles are contracting, squeezing, in order to be able to push the baby out, right? And so that place, the hamakom nidchak sham, it's a place of pressure. It's a place of pressure. It's a place of stress and pressure. Vazai, hem doichim esavlad lachutz. And then the blood, which went up there, now is what gives the energy to push the baby out. And then what happens? Vachar kach, choizrin hadamim lemakoimam. And then afterwards, the blood all goes back to the place where it was. Shezeh bechinas toida halacha. That is an aspect, like we already said, of this thing that we're calling toida halacha, which we seem to be saying in the way of things going back to the way they were, together with being thankful, right? But what happened over here is that Rabbi Nachman added in something new. And I'll point out, with no chas v'shalams, no God forbids, not only that, this is how birth comes in an easy way, right? So what is he adding over here? Rabbi Nachman is adding something that takes us out of the realm of God forbid, the realm of chas v'shalom. I wasn't just in a difficult place. It's not just that I was in a bad place and it was terrible and I hated it, and then finally things went back to normal. No. Through this process, right, we have the same thing unfolding, where the blood is going, and it's congregating in this one place. But what happened? Now, he doesn't say this explicitly. This is my own understanding. I think it's between the lines. But the same thing happens. Meaning what? The blood all rushes to the heart. And it's looking for Eitza. What do I do? And from the heart pumps the blood. And where does it go? It's going to the place where it's needed. Right? And that place is a place of pressure. It's a place of stress, and it's a place of pressure, and it's a place of pain. It's a place of pain. And it goes there, and what does it do? It enacts, and it makes the contractions stronger, and it makes pain. But what does it do? It gets this job done, and through that comes a birth. And then it goes back to, and then after it's finished, it goes back to the same place. It goes back to the legs again, and the legs warm up again. But what happened? Oh, something changed. Something's different. There's now a new neshama. There's a new neshama in the world. A birth has taken place. It didn't just go back to normal. Because if I went through a painful time and I hated it and it was not good and I was just upset, and then things went back to normal and I was thankful for that, that's not such a great thing. Nothing changed? I didn't learn anything? I didn't grow? Nothing happened? That doesn't sound like Breslov talked to me. Right? But here, something different happens. Through the same exact process, when I see that there's growth, that there's change, that there's birth, now we're talking about a whole different scenario. That's a bechina of toida halacha. That's this aspect of gratitude and halacha, the pattern of halacha. Shezeh, back to the Torah, shehu bechinas ta'aluchas adamim shechorzrim leilech keseder kanal. It's the same thing of the blood going back to the place that it was, going the normal way that it's supposed to go. Kigam halacha bechinas haylada. Because halacha is also an aspect of birth. This concept of halacha that we've been talking about, the pattern, it's also an aspect of birth. Kiyesh tamche eraisa. Because there's something called tamche eraisa. These are the people that support Torah learning. Before we get onto this, let's wrap up where we came from, because there's something special going on here that I want to just draw out. So I want to ask, how is the experience different from the way we explained it yesterday, where there's all those four chas v'shalams, God forbids, and the experience of the birth over here? Both in the way that he's writing it, but also just in reality. How are these two experiences different? What's different? You could say.
Well, I think to go through the growth, you have to have that constriction. Like it's the ebbs and flows of life.
So you have that in the previous one also. There's also pressure and constriction. So what changed?
Because we know Hashem only gives us what we need to go through to grow in the areas we need to go. So you say the blood goes to the area where it needs to go.
Right.
So someone has a challenge with anger. Someone has a challenge with their heart, whatever.
So what's different? I agree with you. But what's different between Beis and Gimel that this one is God forbid and this one is fantastic?
We say God willing, like we want God.
Yeah, this is a God willing thing. Good, good. This one's God forbid. This one's God willing. So what's the difference? So practically speaking, without even Rabbi Nachman's story here, there's a big difference. Someone who's just having a terrible time. Things are going bad. Things are going bad in my life. So I'm just upset. I don't like being here. I want things to change. I don't get it. Right? What's different about a woman giving birth? Right? Is that she knows that this is a process that's giving birth. She knows that she's doing this. How could it be? You know, who am I to say? Of course, I'll make the caveat first. I'm a man. I have no right to say any of this. Right? But from what I've been told from the ladies that I know, that the birthing process is not easy, to say the very, very least. It's extremely painful, and people like to say that you know the difference between a woman with a cold and then you have a thing called a man cold, right? A woman has a cold and she's like basically going about her regular business, being strong and tough, and a man gets a cold and he's like, woe is to me. He's on the couch, he's sleeping extra and like, leave me alone. Oh, I have to rest. I have to, right? Like we're not on the same level of thresholds of pain and ability to push through, right? But a woman goes through childbirth that everybody is maskim in the entire universe. Men could not do it. The way we're wired, we could not do it. Definitely not. And but what happens over here? The woman, how could it be that a woman goes through this one time, this terrible pain and challenge? Not only that, you got the whole 9 months leading up, and you've got the sick morning sickness and all of the difficulty walking and uncomfortableness and difficulty sleeping and everything that the hormones and everything that goes along with it. And they do that for 9 months and then they go through this extremely painful thing. And then they have to recover from birth, and then the baby, it's difficult having a newborn. And then a year or two later, they're doing it again. Why? Why are they doing it again? Why? Because I'm just saying the obvious. I'm saying the obvious. Because they know what they're doing. They're bringing in a new neshama. They're giving a birth into the world. They're making a new person. Of course they're going to do it again. Of course it's worth it. What's the difference between that one and this one? Is das. They know what they're doing. They know what's coming out of it. They know that the pain they're going through is producing something incredible. They know that the pain they're experiencing is the absolute best thing, and they're choosing it. Why? Because they know what it is. That's the concept of das. That's why it's an aspect of Olam Haba. That's why it's Toida Halacha. That's why it's an aspect of Olam Haba. Right? So you can go, you can do it in two ways. You can be a Chas V'Shalom person. And you can go through life and experience nisyonos, tests, and challenges, and yiridas, descents into places of spiritual darkness, suffering, sickness, whatever it is, going into the ocean, going into the desert, whatever these things are, you can experience these, and you can just be unhappy, and just be, what am I doing here? Sandra just said, victim mentality. You know, why am I here? Hashem, I can't believe you put me here. Get me out of here. This is not where I'm supposed to be. You got it wrong. You got it wrong, Hashem, right? You got it wrong. That's one way we can live, and we'll be very unhappy. And pardon me, when we come out the other side, nothing's changed. If we come out the other side, we're maybe just bitter about where we were. Nothing's changed. That is Chas V'Shalom, right? And there's no das. There's no Olam Haba. It's just... It's living in a depressing existence. Oh, but if we realize that some, what's happening to me now is really there to accomplish something amazing. It's really there to create a birth. It's really there to bring something new into the world, to lift me up, to make me grow. Now I'm going into this with Das. And of course, there's a Munna involved. I know that Hashem is taking care of me. He's putting me exactly where I need to be. And exactly in that place, you know what's happening? It's not that the blood is flooding the heart and then the heart just wants to get rid of it. Chas v'shalom, God forbid. No, the blood is coming to the heart and the heart's saying, oh, where do we got to go? I'm going to put this in the right place where it's supposed to go. You know why? Because we're doing something amazing right now. Exactly where I am is exactly where I'm supposed to be. And something's going to come out of it. Is it painful? The contractions hurt, right? And it's a lot. I'm going to be here for a while. And there's no way out. There's no way out. I have to do this. But you know what? It's unbelievable. And after I'm finished this one, I'm going to choose to do it again. Right? This is the amazing nature of the beginning of Siv Gimel, and the difference between the two. So Rabbi Nachman says that this is also an aspect of halacha. Toida halacha says ki gam halacha bechinas haylada, because halacha, which we're saying, of course, is Jewish law, how I live, how I walk through life, and this pattern of halacha, of things returning to their proper pathway, right, is also an aspect of birth. Let's see how. Kiyesh tamche reisa, because there are such people who support Torah learning. You give money to people to help. Yesh tamche reisa. There's people, Sandra just sponsored the shir today, but for the whole month. She's paying for these shirim to happen. She's sponsoring Torah. She's tamche reisa. How apropos and auspicious that this is what we're learning today. That they give money to the people who are learning Torah. So in the beginning, they're giving the money and they're sponsoring the shir for the whole month, which is very cheap, right? What is it? What's 4 times 18? $72? $72. Anyone can do it, guys. and so what happens? The bank account goes down by $72. Right? Because when they give money to the Talmud Chacham, so their money goes down. That's just like the lady giving birth, when in the beginning of the process, the legs become cold because the blood is rushing away from there to go and do what it needs to do to help with the birth. So the legs get cold. So too, When the money is given to the Torah learning, in order to bring out new Torah, what happens? The bank account goes a little bit cold, because of that. Yeah. Ki adamim tarte mashma. And how do we see this? This is awesome, because Rabbi Nachman says the word damim has two meanings, right? Damim, of course, we're saying now means blood, but especially in Gemara language, damim means money, right? Damim means money. So damim means blood and means money. The same word means these two different things. And these two different things, Rabbi Nachman's telling us, are both following the same channel and the same pathway. But afterwards, when she gave the money, gave the money to the Talmud Chacham, and through that, new halachas came out, right? Something came out of it. Noilad halachas. Halachas were born out of that. Shehem bechinas chesed, which is an aspect of chesed. This is a new word, a new connection, which is an aspect of chesed. Azai al yedei hashpas ha-chesed, choyzer v'nismala chesorin. Through the new energy of chesed that has been brought into the world, that power of chesed that came into the world through this now causes the bank account to go back up. There's a new flow of spiritual energy that is connected to chesed and halacha is brought into the world, and that causes the person to regain that money that they gave. You know how people say you have like there's certain things you can give money to and it doesn't, you don't lose it. One of the things is if you spend, here's a halacha, okay? The money that you're supposed to spend money on Shabbos to make Shabbos great again, right? Make Shabbos great again. Which is, of course, Rosh Hashanah, make Shabbos great again of Meshuggah. right? Because we're crazy for Shabbos. So, right? So we want to make Shabbos great again. So what do? So you go and, yeah, during the week, you don't buy that nice cut of meat. It's too much money. You don't get the sushi and the this and the, then all the herring and everything. You don't have multiple different things and all the fancy things and desserts. No, that's not for the weekdays. That's for Shabbos. Shabbos, you spend money. And the Gemara tells us that the money that you spend on Shabbos, you don't really spend. It comes back to you. It doesn't go away from you. I want to tell you just that here's, since this Torah is about halacha, we might as well. So I have a psak that was given by Rabbi Yitzchok Berkowitz, who was one of the big poiskim in Yerushalayim. He founded the the Jerusalem Kailo, which makes rabbis to go out into the rest of the world and teach. And he became, just over the last few years, the Rosh Yeshiva of Eisha Torah now also. Yeah. But he's a well-known poisik in halachic decisor in Yerushalayim. And someone asked him this question. Like, Rabbi, tell me something. Hold on a second. Let's get it straight. You're saying, I can spend whatever money I want on Shabbos. And it's gonna come back to me? It's like, yeah. He's like, so I can go out and buy, you know, the bottle of wine, $100 for Shabbos, and you're telling me that I'm not losing that money? It's like, absolutely, 100%. I can go and every Shabbos I can buy a nice rib roast, right? And the fancy wine and the rib and all the amazing stuff, and it's not going to go 100%. 100%, like no question. You can give money for Shabbos and it comes back to you. So too over here, the money that you give to Torah learning comes back to us. Baruch Hashem. Just like on Shabbos, you know, you could eat whatever you want and the Neshama Yaseira, the extra soul, takes on the calories. That one's not real. But, so that's right. So this is what happens. But he's explaining to us now what happens. There's a new connection we're making at the end of this paragraph. And that is that we have toda, gratitude, thankfulness, connected to halacha, because they're both kind of doing the same thing. And now they're connected to chesed. And we have to unwrap this now and unpack this and figure out how it's connected to chesed. Okay? Yeah. Okay. V'zeh b'chinas shashuel haba. And this that we just talked about, once again, is the aspect of the delight of the world to come, the delight of Olam Haba. V'vechinas, v'haya or halavana ka'or hachama hanemar lasid. In the way that we said that the Yeshaya, the prophet, the Navi Yeshaya says, the prophet Isaiah says, that in the future, the light of the moon is going to be like the light of the sun, lasid, in the future. So what's going on over here? So everybody knows the famous medrash that in the time of Bereshis, so what was created, the sun and the moon? They were the sun and the moon, but they were called Shnei Hama'oris HaGadolim. They were called the two great luminaries. And the Medrash says that the moon came along and said, wait a second, it's not right that two kings should wear one crown. And so Hashem said, oh yeah, moon, I'm paraphrasing the tone here, obviously. And Hashem said, oh yeah, moon, that's what you think? Yeah, you don't want to share the crown? Okay, no problem. You're going to be diminished. And the moon was diminished and became smaller, and the sun kept the crown. And the moon was destined to wax and wane and be the small light in the sky. Right? This is what happened with the moon. But we say in the future, the moon is going to return to its former glory, mm-hmm. and is going to be, there's going to be two great luminaries. Mm-hmm. Right? And we also say, by the way, it's especially noted in when we say Kiddush Levana in the liturgy over there, that you see that the Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, are compared to the moon. Just like the moon, there was a time of glory and a descent and diminishment. And then after that, always up and down, always waxing and waning, mm-hmm. right? Up and down. And in the future, we're going to be like the renewal of the moon, going back to its former glory. So too, Klal Yisrael will go back to its former glory, which of course is all referring to Shashua, a time of Olam Haba, yeah, of returning. It's like the ultimate returning to the way things were. Ta'aluchas Adamim Keseder, the blood going back to the way it's supposed to go, is the time of Toida, is the time of Shashua Olam Haba, the delight of Olam Haba. Literally, everything is going to go back to the way it's supposed to be, right? We're so sunken into this world and all the challenges, we think that this is normal. We think that this is the way it's supposed to be. This is not the way it's supposed to be. We are now, big picture, macro over here, existence, all of creation, is in the place of tzara, is in the place of challenge and test and difficulty and pain and sickness and suffering. And the whole entire creation is going to have a time when we go back to Ta'aluchas Sadamim Keseder, when things go back to the way they're supposed to be, and the moon goes back to being a luminary, and Klal Yisrael goes back to being a luminary, right? This is where we're headed. So he says, Ki halavana tiva kar. The nature of the moon is cold. Bechinas chisaron v'karirus, which is an aspect of lacking, being in a state of lack and coldness. Vasidal is malas korachama, but in the future it's going to be filled in like the light of the sun. Bechinas milui hachisaron, which is an aspect of filling in the lack. Sheze bechinas hoylada, that is the aspect of birth. Bechinas halacha, which is also an aspect of halacha, which is also an aspect of shashua olam haba. So meaning that this whole thing that happens over here, and we can derive from the previous paragraph to this one now, we can derive from the childbirth to this aspect that Rabbi Nachman is telling us. He's hiding something here that is so awesome and so important, right? Because up until now, we've been talking about the tzara, the pain, the challenge, on it like an individual level. We've been assuming that that's what it is, right? And then we talked about the example of childbirth, which is clearly an individual, one gender only experience, right? But now he's bringing it out not only to everyone, but as like a macro expression of all of existence. The same thing happens to the entire universe, the entire creation. We're in the middle of that process right now, right? And so, what happens? The moon used to be a great luminary, and then it got diminished, and it's going through all these ups and downs and difficulties, and it's cold, right? And it needs to be, but at the end, it's going to go back to being a great luminary. That's it, right? So if we use our brain and we follow the advice of the Bir Elokutim, that we have to make sure that we learn from one part to the other and we see why things are connected and how they're connected, we're going to understand now that that's not all that's going to happen when that happens in the future. In Olam Haba, there's going to be a birth. There's going to be a newness. There's going to be something, a tremendous growth. Things will have changed. It's not just going to go back to the way it was, but right, and we're going to take a little bit of a detour here for a second, but think about this. If everything's just going to go back to the way it was, why did Hashem need to create the universe? Why bother? It was one way in the beginning, and then we went through all this garbage we have to go through, and then in the end, it's just going to be back to there. What is it? A game? Right? We have a principle. It says in the Gemara that Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba b'turunia im abriyos. Hashem does not play games with us. We're not his little pawns that he needs to, like a tyrant. That's not Hashem. So what's happening? Oh, so you see, baked into all of creation is this, that when we go through a tzara and we come out in the right way with das and growth, there's a new birth. Something new has come. We've elevated. We've become closer to Hashem. The whole goal over here is to become closer to Hashem. Like we said in the very beginning in Sif Aleph, what's Das? Is to be Karev and Samuch to Hashem, is to be closer to Hashem. And so at the end of the whole thing, we will have gone through all this, and when we're going to come out on the other side, and that Das is going to open up, and we're going to see everything that happened, all of these concepts that we're talking about are going to come together, and we're going to have Das, first of all. We're going to see Hashem. We're going to be able to look back with nothing but hoida, nothing but gratitude, and being like, oh my gosh, now I get it. Now I see what was happening the whole time. Now I see why we had to go through this, and why we had to go through this, and why I had to go through this, and how it just built us and made everything perfect. Now I get it. There's going to be Das, there's going to be Hoida, and all of that is a Hoilada, is a newness that couldn't have existed before. This we're going to experience at the end. Right? There's a, you know, we might as well say it. It's one of my favorite things. I'll probably say it in Shul. It's either this week's Parsha or the next week's Parsha. What Parsha is it? It's Vayigash. Okay, it's coming. And so when Yehuda approaches Yosef, so Yosef is the viceroy in Egypt, and the brothers are now in a terrible tsara. Mm-hmm. They're like in the worst situation, and they think that now they have no, they're stuck. There's no way out, and he's going to keep Binyamin, right? The only other brother that was born to Rachel, and Yaakov is going to lose his mind, there's no way out. It's in the worst possible situation, right? And Yehuda approaches, and he tries to give himself up in order to make something happen. But it's like a last-ditch effort. It looks completely grim. It's the darkest of the dark. It seems like there's no way out. And then Yosef HaTzadik says these two words, and with those two words, all of a sudden, everything becomes crystal clear. He says to them, Ani Yosef. And all of a sudden, they see from the very, 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 very beginning, from before anything happened, from the time of the dreams, how everything was planted, everything was put exactly where it was meant to be, that they should all come to this place, and everyone should come to Mitzrayim, and Yosef will take care of everybody. Everything was put in place only for the good of everybody. And every little detail made sense, right? So it wasn't just that things go back to normal. Oh, Yosef's back. That's not it at all. Yosef's back, and the whole universe has changed, and we see the kindness of Hashem, and we have a tremendous level of hoida. So the birth that happens in one aspect is a birth of knowledge, of das. It's a birth of hoida, of thankfulness, of gratitude, and it all comes together with this end of Olam Haba, with this return of Ta'aluchas Adamim Keseder, things going back to the way they were, but with a birth. It's totally unbelievable. It's totally amazing. That's Olam Haba, right? V'zeh b'chinas, Eilei Toldas Hashemayim V'aretz, Behi Baram, and this is an aspect of this that the Pasuk says in Bereishis. Eilei Toldas, these are the generations of the heavens and the earth, Behi Baram, when they were created, the offspring, it says over there, I think Rashi brings it down, Behi Baram is actually the same letters as Be'Avraham, right? Be'Avraham. And what's the aspect of Avraham? What's Avraham's main midah? Of course, is Chesed. Hainu Chesed. Ki ha'haylada al yedei bechinas halachos. Because birth comes through halachas, which is an aspect, shehem bechinas chesed. And halachas is an aspect of chesed. How do we know halachas chesed? As we said before, that halacha, when we give tamche araisa, when we give money to people to learn Torah, and through the learning of Torah and the creation, the revelation of halacha in the world, that brings with it an energy of chesed, which fills back up the money. Right, which brings kindness and brings fulfillment into the world. So they're all connected. Avram's meat. So everything that happened over here happens with this aspect of Avram Avinu, with Chesed. Why? Because it has to be. It has to be that the whole entire everything that happens has to be with Chesed. This is the whole aspect over here. So now let's finish this part off over here. We have not, by the way, just so you know, we have not really gotten completely into this concept of chesed yet, and we have to dig quite a bit deeper to understand the chesed, and it's going to be connected to David HaMelech and a few other places. But to wrap up this particular place over here, Zebuchinas Mizmor Lasoida Hariu Lashem Kol Haaretz. So Tehillim 100 Kuf, okay, beautiful Tehillim. It's the minig of Nusach Sfar to say this Tehillim before Bavitch says it also. It's the minig of Chassidim to say this Tehillim before Mincha of Erev Shabbos, and it was instituted by the Baal Shem Tov, this particular custom. So the first line of this particular Tehillim, which is going to play a big role in our Torah over here, is Mizmor Lasoida, a song for thankfulness, for gratitude. Hariu Lashem Kol Haaretz. The whole earth should call out to Hashem, I guess. I'm making up my own translation here, so I hope it's good. So, says Rabbi Nachman, a tremendous chiddush. Mizmor Lasoida. He says, this is the song we sing to be thankful. This is the Tehillim of being thankful. Mizmor Le Toda. A song for being thankful. Le Toda. Says Rabbi Nachman, Le Toda, Lasoida, Oisiois, Toilada. Is the word, is the same letters as birth. For Mizmor Lasoida, the song for being thankful, is the exact same letters as the word for birth. Le Toda, Tolada. It's the same exact letters. Meaning what? It's all one thing. To be thankful is a birth. To be thankful creates birth. To be thankful is in itself a birth. One of the things I love about learning Rabbi Nachman, by the way, is that every time we go through it, something clicks. The thing that's clicking for me today, and I should have clicked a long time ago, but is that after the whole process, and there's a revelation of what happened, that actually the birth, one of the aspects of birth is a birth of thankfulness. It's a birth of gratitude. That's one of the things that comes out of it, is that I am able to look back now and be mind blown. Oh, amazing. And that's the whole aspect of Olam Haba, is being able to just have such clear understanding of everything that every second of my existence is toida, is thankfulness, as we said in the past. So birth is thankfulness. It's all one thing. When that baby comes out, that baby is the tikkun. It's the thing that came out from all of that pain. And it makes all of that pain nothing but a whole bunch of thankfulness. Right? Totally amazing. Anyway, but the next part of the pasuk, Mizmor Lasoida, Hariu Lashem Kol Haaretz. The whole earth should call out to Hashem. There's a better translation. The first letters of those words, Hariu, hey, Lashem, Lamed, Kol, Chaf, Haaretz, hey, Rosh Tevas, Halacha, spells out Halacha. So we have now thankfulness, Mizmor Lasoida, is the same words as birth, Toilada, and right after it is Halacha. It's all one thing. It's all one thing. Kamuva, ki ha'alachos bechinas toida hem bechinas toilada. Because halachas, this aspect of things going to the way they're supposed to go, is an aspect of toida, being thankful, which is an aspect of birth. He's saying it clearly now. Toida is an aspect of birth. It is birth. It's a birth. This is the birth. You hear this? I'm very excited about this. This is the birth that comes out of it. It is the toida. It's the thankfulness. It's the gratitude that I have afterwards. That's the birth. Amazing. Totally amazing. So halachos is toida. Halachos is thankfulness. And halachos is birth. And thankfulness is birth. And it's all one thing. It's all one thing. Oh, yeah. We have to say one more thing. The other thing is, that we didn't quite bring out, it's a simple aspect, but is that when we said in the very beginning in the Sif Beis, is that halacha, there's an aspect of chiddush halacha. There's shayna halacha, as we said, when you're learning halacha, and there's chiddush halacha. There's a new halacha that comes out. right? And you see, now looking back, that these two types are falling into these two patterns. There's the aspect of Shoyna Halacha, of learning Halacha, Kol HaShoyna Halachas, B'chol Yoy, Muvtach Eloi Shehu Ben Olam Haba. Anyone who learns Halacha all the time, certainly this person is a Ben Olam Haba, right? But then there's also Chiddush Halacha, when there's a new Halacha that comes into the world. So just like, it follows the two pathways, just like we have the aspect of Halacha, which we've been talking about now all day today, which is when I go through a tzara, a difficulty, and then I get out of it, and things go back to normal, and then there's also a birth, right? That's one aspect of Halacha, and there's a newness to that. Something comes out from it. There's a birth, right? Which is a new Halacha. That and if we could say, maybe what it's saying is that new Halacha, it's not just the same Halacha. It's not this. I'm not on the same pathway. I'm not in the same existence that I was. Now I'm on a new path after that. I'm on a new existence. My life is different. There's a new Halacha, right? That's a new thing. So too, in the simple realm that we said in the beginning, that this is also expressed just in the understanding of Halacha, of Jewish law, right? If Halacha, Jewish law, is me living with knowledge of Hashem, with awareness of Hashem, with connection to Hashem. Why? Because every move that I make, every breath that I take, right, is all together with Hashem. That's Das. That's Halacha. That's Olam Haba, right? But you know what? I don't know everything. And people, you know, there's a lot to learn. There's a whole wall full of books over here that and many of them are talking about Halacha. We don't know it all. So you know what? It's not only that I have to be a big Pesach in Yerushalayim, who people bring complicated questions to, and he makes a Chiddush in Halacha, a new Halacha, right? But also by us. It's the same thing by us. When we understand a new way that we can, a new Halacha for us. I didn't know that this is the way you're supposed to do it, right? And what's happened the other day, I made the example of you're supposed to put your right shoe on first. And someone was like, what? You're supposed to put your right shoe on first? Okay, they learned something new. Now, there's a new way to connect to Hashem. So every time I learn a new halacha, that's a chiddush halacha, that's something new, right? So that, what is that? That's a birth. That's a new way I can connect to Hashem. So we now have all these things intermingling as one thing from different angles and from these four different aspects now. It's something very, very special. And putting these things together, you know what it does? It turns us into incredibly spiritual beings. It turns us into people of emunah, people of connection. We can live our lives the way that our neshamas really want us to, in a way of constant connection. It's unbelievable. Such a pathway. We'll finish with this. So he says, "Vezeh she'amar Rabbi Zenizal." This is like what Chazal say. The Gemara in Sota says the story of Asa. So Asa was a king of the Jewish people. And so what did he do? So it says, Chala es raglav. His legs became sick. He had a problem with his legs stopped working. Asa. Why? What happened? Asha Asa angaria b'talmidei chachamim. Because he made a certain type of pressure onto the talmidei chachamim. So you had, what did you have over there? You had that there was the talmidei chachamim, the sages, the great rabbis. And so what did he want to do? I promise this is not a political thing. I'm just saying what's written here, okay? But, so he wanted to force them into service, to stop learning and go into military service. And what happened is his leg stopped working. So why? What's going on? Ki al yedei she'asa angaria b'talmidei chachamim. Because in this that he started up with the talmidei chachamim. Ubitel oisam min halachos. And he stopped them from learning. He stopped the production of halachas. He stopped the birthing of halachas in the world. So what happened? As we know, in Judaism, we have this concept of mida keneged mida. right? That things go, mida keneged mida means that things go measure for measure. Thank you. So what happened? He stopped halachas. What does halacha mean? Halacha means walking. It means movement. It means the way that I walk through life, right? So what happened? His own legs stopped working. Ki halachas hem bechinas tikun v'kiyum haraglim. Because halachas are an aspect of the tikun, of a rectification and a sustainment. Is that a word? Of the legs. Because halachas is also, like we were saying, this aspect of the blood returning to its proper flow through the body. It's a flow, it's a movement. It's the way that the blood flows through my body. It's the way that I walk through life with a knowledge and a connection that everything that's happening is Hashem. Va'asa, shepagam bazeh, and asa, since he made a blemish in this concept, And he pulled the Talmidei Chachamim away from learning and from bringing halachas into the world. Therefore, he got sick in his legs. Usually we say sick in the head. He got sick in the legs, and his legs stopped working. So that takes us right up to Sif Dalet. It's a perfect place to stop. And even though we're maybe a little bit early, but it's a perfect place to stop. So let's just remember from this Torah, this is amazingly powerful. And I think one of the main points that we take from today is this aspect that we have to work on this aspect of ourselves through engaging in the advice that Rabbi Nachman is giving us over here, which is to learn Torah, to live with halacha, to be actively thankful to Hashem, live with gratitude, try to see Hashem in everything with das. Through living in this way, it's going to help us to be able to get through our challenges with a totally different existence. Because the real kicker here, right, and this is the way to end today, is that he began by saying that Chanukah, Yimei Chanukah, is Yimei Hoida, and this is a Shashua Elam Haba. He didn't say that there's something called Olam Haba, and that's separate. He said, I'm telling you a way to experience the delight of Olam Haba, here, now. Right? And Chanukah is one way to draw that in, as we explained earlier through Kabbalah, all the spheres, right? But now, you hear what we're saying over here? You can live, we're all like the moon. Our lives are like the moon. We're going up and down, whether we like it or not. We're going to be facing tests and challenges and pain and suffering. It's going to happen. And then we're going to get out of it. We're going to go up and down. Do we want to be in the space of pain and suffering and challenge with sadness and bitterness and regret and pain? Do we want to be in that place? No. When we use the advice that Rabbi Nachman is giving us over here and we live all these things, we can turn that experience into Shashua Olam Haba. We can live through that, realizing, just like the woman giving birth, she's experiencing the pain. It's no different, right? I mean, maybe it's different, but you could have you could have two beds in the hospital. One is a woman giving birth, and down the hall in another room is a guy getting a leg amputated, right? And one guy, the guy is in pain. And he's super upset and bitter because he's losing his leg, and it's incredibly painful, and everything's terrible, and he's in a terrible state of a big funk, right? On the other hand, you have the lady who's in an equal or more amount of pain, right? But she's there on purpose, and she's living through it, and she's excited about it. Maybe you guys can tell me. I don't want to overstep my bounds here, right? But this is something that's amazing. It's amazing to her, and it's a choice to be there, and she realizes, yeah, it's hard, it's difficult, and it's painful, but I don't want to be anywhere else. This is what I'm here for, right? This is an aspect. We're going to feel pain, and we're going to wax and wane, and it's not going to be easy. But when I know that it's there for me, and it's building me, it's going to bring something new into the world, I can get through it, and then, oh my gosh, when I come out of that and things go back and I realize that there was a birth and there was a change and something happened, and I look back with this incredible birth of gratitude, that's called having Olam Haba in this world. So the question is, do we want to do that or not? I have to say that I know different types of people, and some people will come to me and will never be happy, and they're constantly only seeing the negative, and that's in their nature. They could overcome it, and in Yirtzeh Hashem, they will. We'll work through it and we'll try, right? But it's very hard when the nature is pulling that way. But life is terrible, and they feel they're in a state of victimhood. They're constantly in a state of sadness and negativity, and that's what life is. Mashen Kane, you can have a person who's looking to see, at least, even though it's hard, is looking to see, okay, I know there's a birth here. I know that this pain is the blood being directed into a place where it's supposed to go. And it's hard, but I'm doing it. And I know that I'm going to see an outcome down the road. I know that I'm going to look back with a new birth of hoida, of gratitude, from what happened. Maybe hopefully it'll be in my own lifetime, and I'll be able to see how it worked out. If not, it'll be for sure b'shashu elam haba. So in Yirtzeh Hashem, we should all take the advice, and instead of living lives of sadness and negativity, we should work towards lives of das, awareness of Hashem, gratitude, and knowing that we're going to see the outcome, and we're going to see das, and we're going to see gratitude, and we're going to be even closer to Hashem than when we started off, God willing. Amen.